Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 7 years ago, Regina Spektor had hundreds of songs, but no album to show for it. On Christmas Day, one of the owners of the living room invited her to record as many songs as she could in one day. And that became her first kind of slapdash LP. Well, a lot has changed since then. Regina's been on tour with The Strokes, reviewed in Rolling Stone. Her music's in the new Narnia movie. She's headlining McCarran Pool this Friday. And we're happy to have her back in our studio, playing two songs that are not yet on any of her recordings. Here is Regina Spektor, live in our Soundcheck studio, with a song called Folding Chair. That's Regina Spektor, live here in our Soundcheck studio, and a song called Folding Chair, which is new to us. It's actually an older song, but does not appear on any of Regina's records. Her most recent one, Begin to Hope, came out last year, and this Friday night, Regina Spektor is headlining at the McCarran Pool with string section and special guests. And Regina, it's been a while. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So congratulations. Your song, The Call, is in this new Narnia movie.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Sort of very fast, actually. They called me and asked if I would see an unfinished version of it and maybe write something, and then that very night I went home and I wrote a little song for it, and I sent them an MP3, and then 3 days later, I was in London recording it at Abbey Road.
Wow.
It was incredible.
So the song was actually written for you knew the specific scene that it was going to be.
Yeah. I got to watch the whole movie. It was very exciting because it was, in those kinds of huge spectacle fantasy movies, they have a lot of marker placement holders. So there would be, the centaurs would be just guys in funny pants, sort of like trotting and
so you needed
green.
To use your imagination.
Yeah, there's a lot of unfinished animation, and it was really touching, and all of the all of the actors were incredible. So I was really moved by it. So I was just really honored that they wanted to use my little thing at the end.
Well, that sounds also very different. I mean, your music has already appeared on our television sets, the JCPenney ads, mm-hmm. and some other ads. And was it Grey's Anatomy, the TV show?
Yeah, and on CSI. That's
a different thing, isn't
completely,
it?
Completely, because they take something that you've already done and it's already on record, and they find a moment for it in their work. But this is like you sort of just... And the thing is, I sometimes get sent movies or scripts, and sometimes I'm able to do something and sometimes I'm not, and you sort of give it a chance, and it doesn't even necessarily mean that you like something and you don't like the other thing. It just, I guess you can't make songs happen if you don't feel it, but with this I really, really felt it and just like wrote it right away, so I was glad.
When a television producer, when a production company comes calling and they've already heard one of your songs and they hear something in that song that suits a particular scene, on the one hand, I think that must be very flattering. On the other, do you worry a little bit about, having your music repurposed that way, sort of beyond your control?
Well, I think I always like to find out what scene it's in, and so it definitely is very flattering, when Anthony from CSI or the people from Weeds, like when they wanted to use my songs in there, it was really amazing. But I do have to be careful because a lot of the times I sort of worry about violence and stuff like that. So there's like one time when I put a song into a violent movie, but I usually can't even see the movie to see where it was, So I'm sort of very, I don't know, very much a sissy, and I have to protect my fragile little mind.
So you've said no to things.
Yeah, I've said no to stuff, and then once I said yes to something because the director just seemed really passionate, and I thought, who the hell am I to stop him, But it's, I don't know.
And the stuff you've said no to, is it basically because of violence on screen, or?
Yeah, violence, or sometimes if it just doesn't make sense to me, it still has to make sense of why it's there and how it's connected, because it is, it is putting your art over something, and you want to make sure that you feel good about it.
Yeah. We're speaking with Regina Spektor, the pianist, singer, songwriter, playing Friday at the McCarran Pool and playing for us here in our Soundcheck studio today, and playing now with Ben Folds, no longer with his Ben Folds 5, but, out having a great career on his own. How did the two of you come to this musical collaboration?
He has a new record coming out soon. I don't know the exact date. You probably know that better than I do. But contacted me and emailed and asked if I would sing on the song with him, he came to New York, and I sort of in one day kind of, it's actually all at the same time, like in the same week, I think, was the Narnia premiere and going into the studio with Ben and everything. I was just like, who am I? Whose life is this? This is really fun. He's really great and a really positive person, and I'm glad that he liked what I sang on it, so.
Well, let's hear how it turned out. Here's a little bit of the collaboration between Regina Spektor and Ben Folds. It's called You Don't Know Me.
I want to ask you, do you ever sit and wonder it's so strange that we could be together for so long and never know, never care what goes on in the other one's hair? Things I felt but I never said. You said things that I never said, so I'll say something that I should have said long ago. Table like a mannequin, or a cardboard stand up and paint me. Paint me the face that you wanted me to be seen. We're down by the existential moment where we saw the couple in the coma, and it was we were the cliche, but we carried on anyway. So sure, I could just close my eyes. Yeah, sure, trace and memorize, but can you go back? Once you know.
The song is called You Don't Know Me by Ben Folds and featuring Regina Spektor singing with Ben. Now, here's a guy whose collaborators include William Shatner, but he has chosen you, Regina, for this new single, which is coming out soon, You Don't Know Me. Boy, you know, so much has changed just since the last time you were here on Soundcheck.
Yeah, including your studio.
Including our studios. Thank you for noticing. But, I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, you didn't have your own piano. You'd moved back in with your parents, and now you're writing songs for the Narnia movie. And you know, how different is your life these days?
Well, I mean, it depends which aspect of it, you know. Some aspects are exactly the same, and you know, they're just regular. And obviously, like, my work life is much better. You know, I get to do a lot more of what I want to do with my time. And that's such a, you know, that's such a lucky thing, because I know what it feels like to work and spend your time doing things that you don't really want to, or things that don't come naturally to you, and that you're sort of struggling. And it never is lost on me how lucky I am to just get to spend this much time doing what I'm, like, sort of all right at, you know, like what I'm meant to do. So it makes me really happy.
Is that the title of the last record was Begin to Hope? Is that what was happening at the time?
Well, I think that actually the reason why I named it that was just because it sort of sunk, because I had Soviet Kitsch before then, and then I sort of having gone through the experience of having, you know, your record is reviewed, or you have certain posters or things are found in magazines, I realized, oh, you could just put something, like a little message that you want to put out there for people to see or glance at. So I think it was just more of a, I just wanted to put that little thing out there for whoever was going to flip through a magazine and maybe not even read the review, but just to see that little message.
Well, with all of the success has come a lot of touring. And it sounds like maybe towards the end of last year that might have begun to take a toll. You had to cancel a bunch of gigs for vertigo, right?
Yeah.
You had an ear infection.
Yeah, it was really horrible. I think I did really run myself into complete, like, into the ground, and made myself really depleted and weak. I kept getting sick all kinds of ways, and finally just, like, culminated in this horrible vertigo thing, which I'd never even heard of before. You know, I thought it was fear of heights, but no, it's this crazy ear infection that is just, I think it was one of the most horrible feelings I ever felt in my life. And it lasted for months and months. And so I felt very bad for all the people that I had to cancel the shows. But luckily, I was able to come back in March and play in the four cities where I missed the shows. But it was very scary. Like, I collapsed during sound check at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, and was taken to the emergency room there. And all the people came, and they were sitting and waiting for a show that wasn't going to go. And I got pumped so full of, you know, drugs for this vertigo thing that I think I wasn't able to walk on my own for the next 2 days. But luckily, there were some good doctors there, and I was helped, but it lasted for a long time.
So this is one of the things a young artist has to learn, is, I guess, how to balance, you know, the newfound success with, you know, the lifestyle, the touring and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's one of the hardest things. I think if you talk to any musicians, like, young or experienced or just starting out, they'll all say how difficult being on tour and on the road is. Even if you're in a relative comfort, I think just the amount of stress that, like, I don't, I think I get really nervous for shows, for example, and I really want to just give as much as I can at every show, and I think that sucks a lot.
I think it sounds pretty great to me. Regina Spektor is playing Friday at the McCarran Pool, and for us today, you have another new old song for us?
Yeah, I do.
Lucky Penny?
Yeah.
All right, Regina Spektor making her way back over to our Steinway here in the Soundcheck studio. It's an old song that she's only recently kind of rediscovered. It's not on any of her recordings. Here's a live performance, Lucky Penny, in our Soundcheck studio here at 93.9 FM, WNYC. It's Regina Spektor.
Thank you, John. I didn't find the lucky penny, so I flipped it over and left it for someone else to find. And a dime just in time for the little kid behind me to pick it up and yell, "Hey Mom, I found a dime." Then I turned around the corner and I dropped another dollar just in case the street needed some more cash. In the end, I made it home with nothing in my pockets except some cigarettes and some stones. I pick them up when I go walking. Some are shiny, all are dirty. Some are just pebbles that might grow up to be stones. As an adult, no one could stop you from getting your hands dirty when walking home alone. Then I saw a little black cat cross the street before a fast cab flashed and disappeared into the night. He glanced back with an understanding of his future life impending, and we both knew it wasn't his time yet. I didn't find the lucky penny, so I flipped it over and left it for someone else to find. And a dime just in time for the little kid behind me to pick it up and yell, "Hey Mom, I found a dime." And a dime just in time for the little kid behind me to pick it up and yell, "Hey Mom, I found a dime." To pick it up and yell, "Hey Mom, I found a dime."
Regina Spektor, live here in our Soundcheck studio. The song is called Lucky Penny. You won't find it on any of her records, but if you want to hear it again, you can always check out our Soundcheck audio archives and podcasts on the Soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org, where there are a number of comments coming in, lots of people who are fans of your music, and a little brouhaha going about the idea of you either allowing or not allowing your songs to be used on TV or films or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah?
There's one side that, you know, once it's out there, and, you know, people should be able to make their own, you know, conclusions about what the song means. And then
right.
On the other side, it's your song. You need creative control. So,
yeah.
you've sparked a little controversy here.
Well, that's exciting. I love controversy. Now, you know what I think? I think in a lot of ways, and this is probably my own personal feeling as it pertains to, I guess, my music, but, you know, it's like, it's not like I'm being played all over the radio, you know? Like, you're one of the few people that plays me, you know? And so it's just, I think as much as I try to get, you know, touring is one way.
Right.
And and I tour all the time, but it's so hard to get your music out there.
And that's one of the new ways that artists are broken now.
It's incredible because, like, I know, for example, like the JCPenney commercial that you mentioned, like Music Box, nobody was listening to it, and it went to like 1,000 downloads a week, and I got so excited because all of a sudden all these people were listening to it. But I do understand how someone would be protective over it, and I'm grateful for that.
Regina Spektor is playing this Friday at McCarran Pool. And Regina, great to have you back in our Soundcheck studio.
Thank you so much.
And this Soundcheck segment is part of the New Americans, a WNYC series that celebrates foreign-born artists. It's supported in part by the New York State Music Fund, established by the New York State Attorney General at Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. And that's it for today's show. Tomorrow on our program, so-called Detour Albums, and a live performance by the On Trio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Giselle Regatow, and we had help today from Danny Classe and Richard Rusinkovich. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again tomorrow for another Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM.